For actions in progress, you will be able to enter details of your team's plan right in the action planning tool, which will help your team work through key action planning steps. A PAC best practice from the feedback report can be considered a goal. These are generally high-level, vague, not measurable, and long-term. You'll see the best practice selected at the top of the action plan template, here in this example. The prioritization portion of the template can help your team prioritize what to do first. Then you can develop and list specific strategies here to help your community reach the goal. These should be evidence or practice-based and be based on community context. This is the place to include specific action steps to achieve the strategies. Assign a lead person who will make sure that things get done. They don't have to be the one to be taking the actions. Also, list any resources needed. Then, you are ready to take action and note progress. You can also note the date you start, the date of latest progress, and a target completion date. When everything is completed, enter the date completed. This action plan and all your progress notes will be saved right in your community's PAC account and can be a useful reference point in the future.